So what's another way to describe eternal security? To never die. Folks, if you believed on Jesus Christ, if you're saved, you will never die. Now, Lazarus was physically dead. And one day, you know, if the Lord tarries and the rapture does not take place in our lifetime, we're all going to die too. But according to the Bible, we shall never die, because death, according to God's economy, is when a soul descends into hell and is tormented forever and ever. He's not the God of the dead, but of the living, the Bible says. And so here it says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So not only the people who are buried in the ground who've already believed in Christ in times past, not only are they going to be saved, not only are they never going to die, not only are they going to live, but the Bible says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So what is eternal security? It's the teaching that you will never die because you believed on Jesus Christ.
Right.
Go to John chapter 5, if you would. John chapter 5. I don't know. You know, I believe once saved, always saved, Pastor. But, you know, if you're involved in sin, if you're constantly sinning, if you're committing all these transgressions, if you're living outside of the will of God, then I question that person's salvation. Well, it's funny because the Bible actually says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Amen.
Look, listen to this. It is God that justifieth.
Amen.
So anytime someone wants to question someone's salvation based upon their life or the sins that they're committing, God says, who's going to lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Amen.
Who are you to try to condemn a person just because they're imperfect like you, and question their salvation because they drink or they smoke or, you know, they're committing fornication? Obviously, these are wicked sins, but who are you to lay anything to the charge of God's elect if it's God who justifies?
Yeah.
We have no right to impose our definition of what it is to be, what it means to be saved according to the Bible if we're not rightly dividing the word of truth. We got to use God's definition.
Right. Yeah.
And God says he's the one who justifies.